All right, time to clean house, which I already started doing a while back. It's a process. And I'm talking about spiritually, allegorically, mentally, emotionally, fake friend, fake everything. You know, clean the fake out and totally destroy it, you know. Last year when I was talking about the fake reality bubble, and then I was talking about, what was I talking about? How people try to paint a picture that's not even real. Whenever you talk about something, to have compassion on other people, you have to kind of go through it, or at least have a little bit of the taste of it. And so I feel sorry for people who go through stuff, but after enough cycles, you should be able to see what it is, you know? You should be able to see what it is. You could see the narcissistic psychopath from a mile away once you go through it. And it's hard to believe that these master manipulators are even real. And notice master manipulators 13:13. And that they have their own agenda and they have their own goals, and it's just a one-way street, you know. And that's kind of what's wrong with this society. It's a one-way thing, and whether it's a bloodline, a culture stronghold, a bloodline stronghold, or culture stronghold, some people are just destined to stay in their little box, you know, because they don't know anything else. That's their little comfort zone, and that's their little box, and they're not gonna escape it, you know. And they're going to do everything they can to try to pull you in, and especially if it's a family that's like a Pentecostal cult or something, or a cult, like I say, a bloodline cult or a culture cult. Because if it's a bloodline, it's usually a cult. If it's a culture, it's a cult. Unless somebody wakes up to faith alone and Jesus alone and is willing to break all the... This person in front of me doesn't know what turn on red means. So these cults and isms and ideologies, I mean, it could be a technological cult. It could be any kind of cult where they think they're going to get somewhere without the Bible, you know, without the truth. It could be a doctor's cult, a psychology cult, a engineering cult, a business cult. It could be any kind of cult, a corporation cult. Most of your corporations are cults. Watch how they act. The corporations are saying, now let's be like family, be like family. Pay attention. Make sure you take a lunch break, because if you spend 8 hours without a break, you're going to be like them. You have to break free from their cultic ways, and you need a break. I chose a career where I could be myself, and I don't have to put up with their stupidity and their brainwashing, you know. Brainwashing system. But yeah, when you see these master manipulators, so I studied a situation for a while, and the person would try to use mind games to try to, well, they don't care about you. They don't, you know, try to make you sound like your situation is worse than if you were in their situation. And I, not only did I see it on a personal level, I saw it on a job level. I had somebody try to pull me in to take a job, but they did not have a... they were bad-mouthing the other job, saying, well, we need you here. But then, you go over there and investigate it, and it's total chaos and insanity. It's more money. Selfish. Those people don't care about you. They don't care about you. They don't care about your health. They don't care about your stress. They don't care about your sleep. They don't care nothing about you. And eventually, you have to cut these kind of people off. And they think you're dumb. And they play these manipulation games that you learned a long time ago. They have nothing. Usually, the ones who are playing these games, they're actually projecting it, projecting what they're going through onto you. They're trying to pull you into fake reality to help them, but they'll say they're helping you. Everything's a reverse. They're in bizarro land, reverse land. They have an ulterior motive, a hidden agenda, that the only way you can decipher it, decode it, is enough time, enough cycles, and you see their pattern and you realize this person's sick. And this person is selfish, and they're a liar, and they gaslight, and they love bomb, and they do all that stupid stuff. And the biggest way you can see it is it's not reciprocal. It's not a two-way street. They want you to sacrifice for them, but they'll never sacrifice. They want you to drive to see them, but they'll never drive to see you. I remember family members, come see us. Drive over here and see us, but they would never drive to see you. Why? Because they don't want to spend their gas. They want you to spend your gas money. And eventually you don't go see them. Well, I ain't seen you in a while. You know where I live. I hadn't seen you in a while. Well, my address is still the same. Why do you think I should drive to see you? If you want to see somebody, drive to see them. It's because you don't care. I asked a coworker the other day, I said, have you had somebody in your world that the only time they show up is when they need something? She said, yeah. I said, what did you end up doing? She said, I told them to their face, you only call me when you need something. When the bottom drops out. I graduated from those kind of people a long time ago, and then when they try to show back up on the scene, I see the game like a mile away. And you try to be a little bit patient, especially if it's a dating thing. You try to give the benefit of the doubt, and then you finally say, nah, I'm done. It was all a lie. It was all a facade. It was fake. They were master manipulators. They were sorcerers and witches and warlocks and whatever you faced off with. You were facing off with a manipulator of perception. They manipulated your perception, or tried to manipulate your perception of reality. And over time, they tried to take a hammer and your sound doctrine, your belief system that you know was real, they took a hammer and was trying to chip at it and knock a hole in your perception of reality of what's supposed to be real. Now, if it's a bunch of them working together, like a bunch of witches or gang-stalking women or whatever, they're trying to hammer at your perception of reality. And they're working together. It could be family members or whatever. It could be a queen bee who's telling people what to say and do this, do this. Because they're trying to chip away your perception of reality and get you to try to believe their perception of reality to control you. That's all it is. They want control. And these little subtle comments, demonic subtle comments, they use on it. This, you might say, well, how are they so good at it? Well, if you don't even know it's a thing, then yeah. But Genesis 3, the beast was more subtle than any, the snake was more subtle than any beast of the field. The serpent was more subtle than any beast of the field. So they're trying to throw doubt in your mind, chip away, and try to destroy your doubt. They have some kind of agenda with a Freemason system or secret society, a cult, a sex cult, or whatever they got going on. They're trying to chip away at your perception of reality. And if you don't believe this is real, then you're probably in it. Your wife, your mama, your sister. This is how the witchcraft works. This is how the covens work. You don't even know they're in it. And they're all over this world. So they're chipping away. Email, fake accounts, fake subscribers, trying to get you to go in a direction that they want you to go in, away from the scripture, away from reality, into their reality. The queen bee, worship me, kiss my feet reality. And when you wake up to it, that it was never about anything that they said, it was a reverse psychology, flip reality situation. In other words, it was a projection of them, their fear, doubt, worry, whatever, trying to project it onto you. God has not given us a spirit of fear, but a power, love, and a sound mind. So they want to project their lying, fear, doubt, worry, whatever it is, onto you. And they're really doing their best to try to isolate you. They hate the fact that you are not isolated. And there's a lot of Jezebels that are controlling men and try to pull the men into it. The men have signed up for some kind of coven agreement to be a part of it under some coven witch. And they go along. And they might claim to be your friend. It could be a Freemason system. They really want to destroy the truth. They hate you. And they want to bring you on. They hate your freedom. They want to bring you under subjection, under bondage. Because they really do hate your freedom. They hate your peace, your freedom, and your voice. They hate your voice. Google hates your voice. They got to shut you down and shut you up because you see too much. It's like an MK Ultra mind control thing. When you see past the system and you wake up to it, you realize, well, how come they're so good at it? Because they learned it from their mama when they were a kid. They learned how to do this from their mom. I was married to one of them. I got her. I kicked her out so fast. I saw what she was. Kicked her out. Their character, they can't change who they are. Their character is so bad that you have to kick them out. You don't. Here's the thing. The more you talk to them, it corrupts your thinking. You don't even want to think like them anymore, so you have to cut them off because their thoughts, their words, and the way they think is so convoluted, you can't even think like them. And if you do, you're like, this is confusion and sorcery and witchcraft. I don't want to be a part of that. I can't even think that way. Master manipulators.